desde Málaga, España, ¿Qué pasa, Raúl? Un podcast de español y música. You know, I usually record this podcast in the morning. Siempre grabo este podcast por la mañana. At 12 o'clock, I always have to stop for a couple of minutes because that's the time when the bells of my local church start tolling. Las campanas de la iglesia de mi barrio, la iglesia de San Patricio. And just like when there's a police van or an ambulance passing nearby or some child screaming outside or whatever, I just have to stop for a moment so as not to get all that noise in my recording. Well, for the start of this episode, I've done just the opposite. You might call it a case of, if you can beat them, join them. Si no puedes vencerlas, las campanas, en este caso, únete a ellas. Well, the bells are relevant for this episode. The video of the song we are discussing today starts with the sound of church bells, and the singer himself has churches in his name. So every once in a while, a song comes up, normally a romantic song, that plays around with religious imagery and metaphors. You all know this one. Hear your voice, it's like an angel sign. Heaven help me, it's like a dream. Let the choir sing. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer, etc., etc., etc. You also know this one. Then again, we have phrases there like an orchestra of angels, celestial intervention, heavenly connection, and so on and so on. I'm sure you can think of your own examples. Well, today I'm bringing you a Spanish power ballad from the 90s, una balada romántica de los 90. Más concretamente, es una canción de 1997. In this song, we'll find a typical assortment of religious terms, words more or less vaguely related to religion. En esta canción encontraremos una serie de palabras más o menos relacionadas con la religión. Y estas palabras son las siguientes. So, first we have ecstasies. That's right, ecstasy. Not the drug, although this being 1997, chemical ecstasy would have certainly been readily available outside many a nightclub. Then we have fiesta. Okay, so fiesta is a party, yes, but it's also a festivity or a festival, often in Catholic countries, a religious festival. Tenemos, por ejemplo, la fiesta de la Semana Santa, o la fiesta del Corpus Christi, o la fiesta de la Navidad. And then we have ceremonia, ceremony. Again, countries with a history of Catholicism, such as Spain, are familiar enough with this concept. Una ceremonia religiosa. Nos gusta mucho una ceremonia a los católicos. Nunca es mal momento para una ceremonia. Un bautizo, por ejemplo, es una ceremonia. A baptism. O una boda. A wedding. Like we'll see in a moment in the video of our song. Then we have resucitar. To resurrect. To come back to life. Resucitar. La resurrección. And by the way, Domingo de Resurrección is how we call Easter Sunday. Another word is demonios, demons, devils. This can be an interjection, just like in English. Demonios or diablos. You say it when some fastidious obstacle comes your way. It's a bit old-fashioned, though. I guess most people today would say something like joder or coño or algo así. But there are many expressions with demonios in them, in our language. Just to give you a couple, we say, for instance, hacía un calor de mil demonios. You're talking about the weather here. It was as hot as 1,000 devils. Un calor de mil demonios. Or you say, cuando se lo dije, se puso hecho un demonio. When I told him, he got mad, like really angry. Se puso hecho un demonio. he became devil-like. If it was she, you would say se puso hecha un demonio. So, siguiente palabra, aleluya. Exacto, no tiene pérdida. Aleluya es aleluya. La palabra es un clásico de la música religiosa cristiana, de la música gospel y, por lo tanto, de la música soul.
Hallelujah.
The heavenly sound of Sam Cooke. And then we have el firmamento. Nice, poetic way of saying el cielo, the sky, the firmament, el firmamento. Y finalmente tenemos el infinito, the infinite, or infinity. You remember this one. Infinito was the title of the song by Bunbury that we saw back in episode 14. Queriéndonos infinito, loving each other infinitely. Not a strictly religious term, but close enough. You know, el cielo, heaven, es infinito. Dios es infinito. El infinito es un concepto relacionado con la espiritualidad en general. Se usa a menudo para describir experiencias espirituales, o quizá una experiencia psicodélica, con éxtasis o LSD o lo que sea, o para hablar de una experiencia religiosa. And there you have it. I just told you the name of our song for this episode. Experiencia religiosa, from the one and only Enrique Iglesias. Iglesias, churches. It's all very appropriate. I won't say much about Enrique. You all know who he is. If you don't, well, that's okay too. You can just, you know, carry on living. You'll be fine. But the song is best enjoyed when you also watch the video. The video tells a backstory that is never made explicit in the song, so it's worth for us to just take a little look at what's going on there. El video empieza con el sonido de las campanas de una iglesia, como este episodio. Pronto vemos que se trata de una boda, a wedding, una boda, y la novia y el novio salen de la iglesia felices. Los invitados gritan ¡Vivan los novios! Y aplauden. Y les tiran arroz, como es la costumbre. They throw rice at the newlyweds, as is the traditional custom in weddings. Mientras la pareja se abraza, ella, la novia, ve a una figura en la distancia. Es un hombre triste y melancólico. Es el único que no está celebrando. The only person there not celebrating the happy event. And that's right, he is Enrique. He's the tormented romantic hero. I can be your hero, baby, he had said to her. I can kiss away the pain. She said, cool. But then she went and married the other guy. And here they are, exiting the church together. The other guy in these stories always wears glasses for some reason. So there he is, Enrique, alone in the now empty church, having a proper religious experience as he reminisces about his lost love, with candles all around, a gospel choir just for him, and those bluish beams of light that you get everywhere in the 90s. This video is like the 1990s on steroids. Pero entonces, de pronto, suddenly, cambia la escena y ahora estamos en un bar con una mesa de billar. Los dos recién casados, the newlyweds, están allí y están discutiendo. They are arguing already. El marido, el tipo de las gafas, está gritando a su mujer y ella parece muy triste y desconsolada. De nuevo, ella levanta la mirada y, por supuesto, allí está él, Enrique, jugando al billar, pretending to mind his own business. Pero Enrique es testigo de la escena. He's witnessing the row. The husband, by the way, is wearing not only glasses, that would be bad enough, but a tank top. Who goes out with his young wife in a tank top? and he's making a scene. Está haciendo una escena. Está montando un pollo. La está liando parda. There you go. Different ways to make a scene in Spanish. Montar un pollo. To assemble a chicken. Wow. Joder. Bueno, una cosa está clara, y es que el tipo, el marido, es un capullo. He's a jerk. Es un auténtico capullo. So, Enrique knows there's trouble at home. It's clear that the marriage is not going well. And he knows because she's clearly stalking him. Why is she in that bar with her husband in the first place? Shouldn't they be having a boring, quiet night in, like married people do? He, Enrique, on the contrary, is in his natural element. The lonesome bachelor, playing pool with his buddies on a Sunday night. No happy home to go back to. And there are candles everywhere in this bar. Este bar está lleno de velas por todas partes. Velas, candles. The candles seem to follow poor Enrique everywhere he goes. Anyway, the husband eventually flees the scene and, sorpresa, sorpresa, Enrique goes towards his old flame, that candle that never went out, nice link in there, and before you know it, there they are, laying down together in a barn. Yes, in a barn, getting all muddy and having some quite literal roll in the hay. Están dándose un revolcón. They're having a roll in the hay. In a barn. In the late 90s. Ah, los 90. Todo era posible en los 90. But we have a song to translate here, remember? Venga, sin más dilación, vamos allá. Vamos a traducir esta canción de Enrique Iglesias. Let us start by looking at some infinitives. There are 6 of those in the song. We have sobrevivir, to survive. You know, vivir, to live, sobrevivir, to survive. Vestir, to dress. In the song we get vestirme, to dress me. Sentir, to feel. Subir, to go up, to climb. Besar, to kiss. Callar, to stop talking, or to shut someone up, or to silence some voices. This is a nice romantic song, and you can see it in the main vocabulary that is used. The lyric is really a collection of romantic clichés. But sometimes big, fat clichés are exactly what make a song work. And I think here they are nicely put together to create a classic romantic power ballad that has animated many a karaoke night in Spain since it came out back in the 90s. Bueno, pues algunas de las palabras que aparecen en la canción son aire, el suelo, la noche, el silencio, melodía, tu cuerpo, la boca tuya, mi amor, tu alegría, te necesito, entre tus brazos. Uf, estoy sudando, I'm sweating. You can see where Enrique is going here. Straight down the line towards a good old roll in the hay. Take note, folks. Enrique is showing you how it's done here. Escuchad al maestro y aprended. Let's get to it. First verse, primera estrofa. Un poco de ti para sobrevivir. Esta noche que viene fría y sola. A little bit of you to survive. On this night that comes cold and lonely. Fría y sola. Un aire de éxtasis en la ventana. An air of ecstasy in the window. Para vestirme de fiesta y ceremonia. To dress me up for party and ceremony. Now, cada vez que estoy contigo, yo descubro el infinito. Every time I'm with you, I discover the infinite, or infinity. Tiembla el suelo, la noche se ilumina, y el silencio se vuelve melodía. The ground shakes, the night lights up, and silence becomes melody. And now comes the chorus, el estribillo. Y es casi una experiencia religiosa. Sentir que resucito si me tocas. And it's almost a religious experience to feel like I'm resurrected if you touch me, si me tocas. Subir al firmamento, to climb up to the firmament. Prendido de tu cuerpo, holding on to your body. Prendido, from the verb prender, o prenderse de algo, to hold on to something, to clutch, to grip. Prendido de tu cuerpo. It's a religious experience. Casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo a cada instante, en cada cosa. With you every instant, in everything. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Kissing your mouth deserves a hallelujah. Merece un aleluya. Deserves a hallelujah. Es una experiencia religiosa. La boca tuya, he says, the mouth of yours. La boca tuya, of course, rhymes nicely with aleluya. Nice touch there. Now, third verse, tercera estrofa. Vuelve pronto, mi amor. Te necesito ya. Come back soon, my love. I need you now. And notice that ya. Te necesito ya. As in ahora, ahora mismo, right now. Because this night so deep scares me. Porque esta noche tan honda, so deep, esta noche tan honda, me da miedo. It scares me. Because this night so deep scares me. Necesito la música de tu alegría. I need the music of your joy. Para callar los demonios que llevo dentro. To shut up the demons I carry inside. And then again, cada vez que estoy contigo, every time I'm with you, ya no hay sombra ni peligro. There's no more shadow nor danger. And here we get ya no, meaning no longer. No longer there is any shadow or danger. Ya no hay sombra ni peligro. Las horas pasan mejor entre tus brazos. The hours pass better between your arms. Me siento nuevo, I feel new, y a nada le hago caso. And of nothing I take notice. A nada le hago caso. Hacer caso, to take notice, to take into account, to heed a message. So, no hacer caso is not to do those things, to ignore, to pay no attention, to take no notice. A nada le hago caso. Pay attention to nothing when I am in your arms. Y ahora el estribillo de nuevo. Es casi una experiencia religiosa sentir que resucito si me tocas. Subir al firmamento prendido de tu cuerpo es una experiencia religiosa. Casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo a cada instante en cada cosa. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Es una experiencia religiosa. And then the chorus, el estribillo, gets repeated ad infinitum. Some might say ad nauseam. That will depend on how much you are enjoying Enrique's religious / romantic / erotic experience. Venga, no disimules. Te gusta esta canción, ¿vale? Te gusta. Dices que no, que es una canción tonta y simplona y romanticona y comercial y bla, 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 bla. Pero yo sé que en realidad te gusta. Admítelo. Es tu placer culpable. As I said, the song quickly became a karaoke favorite in Spain. And that's exactly what I'm about to do now. Porque así es como suena Experiencia Religiosa de Enrique Iglesias, interpretada por mí. Espero que te guste, que sé que te gustará, digas lo que digas, y nos vemos en el próximo episodio. ¡Chao!
Un poco de ti para sobrevivir esta noche que viene fría y sola. Un aire de éxtasis en la ventana para vestirme de fiesta. y ceremonia. Cada vez que estoy contigo, yo descubro el infinito. Tiembla el suelo, la noche se ilumina y el silencio se vuelve melodía. Y es casi una experiencia religiosa sentir que resucito si me tocas. Subir al firmamento prendido de tu cuerpo es una experiencia religiosa. Casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo cada instante en cada cosa. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Es una experiencia religiosa. Vuelve pronto, mi amor, te necesito ya. Porque esta noche tan honda me da miedo. Necesito la música de tu alegría para callar los demonios que llevo dentro. Y cada vez que estoy contigo ya no hay sombra ni peligro. Las horas pasan mejor entre tus brazos. Me siento nuevo y a nada le hago caso. Y es casi una experiencia religiosa sentir que resucito si me tocas. Subir al firmamento prendido de tu cuerpo es una experiencia religiosa. Casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo a cada instante en cada cosa. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Es una experiencia religiosa. Oh. Religiosa, sentí que resucito si me tocas. Subir al firmamento prendido de tu cuerpo es una experiencia religiosa. Y es casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo a cada instante en cada cosa. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Es una experiencia religiosa. Es casi una experiencia religiosa. Sentir que resucito si me tocas. Subir al firmamento prendido de tu cuerpo es una experiencia religiosa. Es casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo cada instante en cada cosa. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Es una experiencia religiosa. Es casi una experiencia religiosa. Sentir que resucito si me tocas. Subir al firmamento prendido de tu cuerpo es una experiencia religiosa. Es casi una experiencia religiosa. Contigo cada instante en cada cosa. Besar la boca tuya merece un aleluya. Es una experiencia religiosa. Es casi una experiencia religiosa.
Gracias. Os quiero.